Welcome to episode 4 of Ours to Protect. Coming up this week, it's the final chance for you to enter this year's Louth and Bloom environmental competition. We'll have more on that later, but first this week, agricultural research and advisory body Chagosc is beginning to roll out a new programme in earnest to help farmers farm more sustainably and reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Maeve O'Haken from Chagosc tells us more about the Signpost Advisory Programme.
The Signpost Programme basically was introduced as a way to help support farmers to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions from their farming systems. It started off a couple of years ago by introducing 120 signpost demonstration farms around the country across a number of enterprises, including dairy, suckler beef, calf to beef, tillage, pigs, poultry. So those farms were put in place as demonstration farms that were already taking steps to become more environmentally sustainable and to reduce the impact they're having on the environment.
The programme aims to help farmers reduce nitrogen runoff and their energy consumption, as well as improve their breeding programme, biodiversity and water quality, as Maeve now explains.
Some of the main things that we would be encouraging is looking at the type of chemical fertiliser that they're using. Is there a more efficient type like protected urea that's available to them that could reduce their emissions? Looking at their overall soil fertility, can they improve their soil fertility and therefore improve the utilisation of the chemical and organic fertiliser that they're using? What type of slurry spreading methods are they using? Because some methods are more efficient than others. Even looking at their breeding programme and the type of animals that they're breeding on their farm, are they breeding the most efficient type of animal for their system?
And Maeve also says it's very easy for farmers to get involved in the programme.
It's available to all farmers, whether they're Chagosc clients or non-clients, and it's freely available. So if they go onto the Chagosc website and click into the Signpost programme, they can sign up, register their interest there, and we can make contact with them then in order to start the process for them to take the steps for their own farm. The way that we're operating it in general at the minute is that we're running workshops. So we will try to gather a number of farmers operating in a similar area, similar type of enterprise, and we will work with them to identify what's their current level of emissions from their farm. And then what we'll do is we'll work with them to try and identify what are the best measures that suits their farming system that they could implement on a 12 to 18 month basis in order to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. And it has to be on an individual basis because every farm is different.
Dermot Heaney from County Meath is one such dairy farmer who has taken part in the programme, and his farm, off the Proudstown Road between Navan and Kilberry, is now one of Chagosc's exemplar farms.
Since the middle of 2021, we were approached by Lakeland Dairies and Chagosc, and we were asked to become a monitor farm for the Signpost programme. The first year we set about implementing some measures in order to try and reduce our carbon footprint. You know, the main ones being the use of protected urea instead of calcium ammonium nitrate, which is a more sustainable form of nitrogen, to actually reduce our nitrogen as well. And then also the use of clover. There was a couple of other measures like breeding higher merit cows for the methane reduction, and energy usage was also something that we looked at, and the use of lower emission slurry spreading and water quality, of course.
Dermot says the Signpost Advisory Programme has allowed him to reduce his farm's greenhouse gas emissions and actually increase profitability without reducing production. The local launch of the programme takes place on Dermot's farm tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, and he outlines what people will be able to witness when they visit his farm.
We'll be showing them the swards of grass that we have reseeded in the last couple of years, and they have a high level of clover in them. And we'll also be showing them the use of protected urea has allowed us to reduce our fertiliser costs, and we've also reduced our usage of fertiliser by nearly 30% without any adverse effect on production.
But what does Dermot have to say to some farmers who might not want to change the way they farm?
Well, I think we have no option, only go with it, because Irish agriculture is a big it's a big business in Ireland, and we have to try and do our bit for emissions reduction. I think we have nothing really to fear. You know, it's a learning process on how to reduce our carbon footprint. But it's certainly, I can see no negative aspect to it in terms of farm profitability.
And with the agriculture sector legally required to cut its emissions by a quarter over the next 7 years, May from Chagos agrees that this type of farming is the way of the future.
This is going to be the new normal for people. And some of the measures that we're talking about, farmers on the Signpost Demonstration Farm like Dermot have already adopted them, and they've adjusted very, very well to them. I suppose it's just about getting people familiar with the ideas behind it, how it's going to work in their specific situation, and just to come up with a plan to actually implement them in a way that will last in the long term. So tomorrow we are having the official local launch for the Signpost programme in the Louth, Meath and Dublin area. We want any stakeholders who are involved with providing services or supplies to farms to come along to the event, learn about the programme, learn about the process that's going to be involved for farmers, and the role that the stakeholders are also going to have to play in terms of supporting the programme and improving the uptake by farmers.
And more information on tomorrow's launch event, and indeed how farmers can sign up for the programme, is available at chagosc.ie. Now, as previously mentioned, the closing date for Louth County Council's Louth in Bloom annual environmental competition is next Monday. The competition, now in its fourth year, aims to recognise and honour the individuals, businesses and organisations that have made outstanding contributions to enhancing Louth's natural beauty and creating inviting spaces. Paula Crippen from Louth County Council has some more information about this year's competition.
There's 8 diverse categories to ensure that every corner of the county has the opportunity to shine this year. So best garden, so that would be recognising private front gardens that showcase exceptional horticultural skills and promoting diversity, biodiversity as well there. Then there's 3 categories for estate: best small estate, best medium estate, and best large estate. And then also celebrating local businesses, we have best business category and best hospitality category as well. And obviously looking at the climate action agenda, we have best biodiversity project and best innovative sustainable project, which is new this year.
And don't forget, it's still not too late to enter. More information can be found at louthcoco.ie. That's it for this week. You can find a whole host of resources, as well as everything mentioned today, on the LMFM website, and we'll be back with the next episode of Ours to Protect next Tuesday.